Could I have anything just for my class?
The interlopers.
The interlopers. Yes. Extended. No, I'm just out here just to say a few things. during the Cicatera, I also like to sort of send you the text with you about here and read. Mitzvah of Cicatera, not just a mitzvah of Shmir, it's a mitzvah of Limit, you have to understand, you have to study. In particular, I like to understand quite often the common denominator in the Aftere and in the Sera, and in the Sera. The Rambam, the Gemara says, the Gemara is not explicit, but the Rambam says that the Aftere must always be, must center around the Sera, the motif of the Sera. The main motif, the central theme of the Sefer, is the chapter for the Aftere. So, and I told you on the last week, before that, that when I studied Bereishis, particularly Bereishis, I listened to the Rambam's advice. Rambam says that whoever studies Bereishis, whoever is concerned, I mean, the Chumash from Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation, is a matter of fact, according to Rambam, the book of creation refers not only to Parshas Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis is the book of creation, there's no need to tell us. Right? The whole book is one of creation. It was created the world in Sefer Bereishis, in the Knesset Yisrael was created. It started with one family, developed and expanded into the great community of Knesset Yisrael. And the Ramban says something else, that in Bereishis is the book of Sefer HaSimonim, he calls Bereishis. The book of the symbols. It means Bereishis recorded not only what happened, the events which took place, that there was a certain individual by the name of Rome, and he was in contact, in communication with Almighty and so forth. However, Bereishis tells us more than that, not only what happened, but what is going to happen. My story is similarly born in the old city. We call it the Book of the Simonim. It's the blueprint of Jewish history throughout the ages. If one wants to understand the Jewish history, not as superficial, actually in depth, and if he wants to gain an insight in the whole mystery of which he called Jewish history, so he has to study Bereishis. When I told you the first two weeks ago, whenever he had to see the governor general, I mean the Rome governor general in Tiberias, this was the capital, so he used to study Parsha Revelation. Apparently, what did he study for? In order to understand how to handle certain complicated problems, what to ask, what not to ask, and the Rebbe was the great Rabbein HaKodesh. So here, Rebbe was very careful. Once he said he neglected to study Bereishis, I mean like Gishla, and he came, he was attacked by robbers, and the mission was a failure anyway. But I will add to that Ramban himself, he said it, Ramban almost said it. But there is one thing to be added to the Ramban, no doubt about it, that Bereishis is the blueprint of Jewish history, and in Bereishis is reflected the image of the historical Jews with generations. And also it is the guidebook, all the guidebook, I mean, for the Jew who is sometimes confronted and very confused by this confrontation. I mean, it's nowadays like that. You say Fabresh is not only... Fabresh may say the Sefer HaSimonim, according to Ramban. The Sefer HaSimon, the blueprint. What does Ramban mean? Of course, the main Maisel HaSimon Lebonim, according to Ramban, is basically the Jew has a double relationship. That the double relationship, the Jew that must understand two relationships, or a double relationship, one relationship but a double one, namely, his relationship to man, to the non-Jew, a relationship to non-Jew. When you say, Mohammed is royal or army, he's a non-Jew. The relationship between Avraham Avinu, you got to understand, and Avimelech. Or Yitzchok, Yitzchok and Avimelech. Or Yitzchok and Yaakov, the real confrontation. Or Jacob, suddenly attacked and by an unknown, anonymous enemy, again a relationship. All those relationships, are not only reported, are related not only to events which took place, but in the past, but they're also related to a great future, the future. And if we could understand the world, the past is Israel, we could perhaps figure out, wisely, what our path should be throughout, from generation to generation. What path, what role should we take? We don't know, sometimes we are so confused, we don't know what kind of a role are we supposed to walk along. This was made this now about Israel and America and the Middle East, and it's not a question, it's not a problem here from difficult, this is not just a difficult problem, it's one that it's a problem which you cannot cope with, because it is above and beyond the basic categories of Jewish history. Such categories, such concepts are necessary in order to understand our relationship, that general history, universal history, cannot supply us, provide us with such concepts. The borders are almost on the non-rational. Anyway, the book from Bereishis is the Sefer HaSimonim. First of all, the Sefer HaSimonim pertaining to the relationship number one, namely Ben Yisrael. Of course, the hero in that drama is, of course, not Lavan, but Yisrael. But Yisrael. Even though Chazal had a different opinion. Chazal had an opinion that Lavan was not such a saint, and it was a very difficult enemy, and perhaps in that regard, who was an Esau. Even though the Gemara doesn't say he was an Esau. The body says he was than Pharaoh. But alright, sir, I don't care. Both were enemies. Both were enemies. This is the Sefer HaSimonim, the book of symbols, of the blueprint of our relationship throughout the years, throughout the hundreds and thousands of years with the non-Jewish world. It's a very difficult relationship. It hasn't made any progress at all. Number one. Number two, there's another relationship between Jew and Jew. They are very much interested in our relationship to our fellowship. Hoffentlich nicht, was wir reden in who is supposed to guide us, how to behave vis-a-vis another Jew, friend, enemy, relative, another relation. It's a safer testimonium at two levels. It's so to say at the level of foreign affairs and at the level of internal affairs. It's being Israel and Israel. The act to Parshas Vayeshev, the Torah dealt as the Sefer HaSimonim, as the book of blueprints, dealt with a lot of relations. The Yisrael Lam, of course. The Yisrael Lam. it culminated, or as I told you, it culminated, this relationship, and in history it thickened, actually, I mean, now, by the sudden attack with an antagonist, whose name we don't know, I mean, engaged Gabriel Mandel, mysterious knight, engaged because apparently wanted to destroy Jacob completely. He has not succeeded. But we are not sure that he will not come once more. This is the story. Here, that story, that event reflects the most mysterious phase in Jewish history, as I told you. People who never met us hate us. Strange, I mean, in order to love a person and to hate him, his contact is necessary, indispensable. If I have no contact with him, I never communicate with him. If I don't know him at all. You know. So how can I hate him? No, how can I actually love him, this person? The one exception is the Jewish people, the Jewish race. People who never dwelt with us, never came close to us. At least Asa had complaints. All right, I understand. Still, he was cheated by Yaakov. Fine, all right. But the Riva, Yovek, Ish, Yimei, Adaleika, Shachar. Who is the Ish? And if you put it, I know his name to Jacob. Man who has never seen us. Man who doesn't know who it is. Who Jacob was. A man who just had endurance and the tenacity to be in combat, to continue the combat throughout the night, throughout the dark, long night. This man, I mean, what motivates him? What motivates the Chinese, I mean, to be against the state of Israel? Isn't it an unknown enemy, an anonymous? I understand what motivates the Arabs, I understand the Arabs, I understand the Arabs well. And we do not understand the Arabs well. I understand the Arabs. I understand them in other... I understand in Soviet Russia. In certain respects, the state of Israel is in her way to universal socialism. But I hope that Israel will not be a communist state, nor a socialist state, but be a state based whose foundations will be Stockholm Mishwas, charity and justice. And such a state is resented by Russia. There's something else which is resented by Russia. People should, I'm just getting off the track. I'll come back on that. People had the funny illusion in the life in the 30s and even in the 40s. People said, I mean, among them many prominent Jews said that it's possible to change Hitler in Russia from an enemy of the Jew into not into friends but into a neutral being, or it's a neutral being, not enemy. In that time I told many, you are making a mistake, anti-Semitism is not just a detail in the program of Nazism. This is the very heart of Nazism. And without anti-Semitism there is no Nazism. This is the source of this anti-Semitism is the source of vitality, I mean, actually of energy, the source of energy, which the Nazis possessed. At that time they possessed a lot of energy, very vital, and that's what makes them move, and be successful. The same Russia, atheism in Russia, agnosticism, the denial of metaphysical being, and of a of a morality which is given to us from a transcendental world. Those all, and that human being is nothing else but an animal. A civilized animal, but an animal. So not spirituality to human being, the human being is just an animal. I mean, the Darwinist theory doesn't, whatever is not just a coincidence that communism believes in all that. It's not a coincidence, it's a mistake. It's a part of the Marxist philosophy and the world picture. Because if man is, has certain spiritual foundation, so the approach, the policy of the Communist Party, I mean, is wrong. If there is no, if there is a physical world, a metaphysical world, there is no communist state. Or there is no communism as a political theory. In my opinion, is the hatred that Russia has bears against Israel is because soft calls off. At the very conclusion, everybody must admit that Israel is the representative of that metaphysical order, that metaphysical moral order, and then the whole outlook of our world, I mean, not just as a mechanical system, but as a spiritual system, was brought about, and the Jews are responsible by it, and the Jew is responsible for it. And the revival of Israel as a state means the revival of Israel, well, of the reign of the sovereignty of principles that they cannot accept. That also means that some people think, I just got a letter the other day, people think that we have to change our policy with Russia, and instead of demanding that Russia tell the Jews to go, the way in Harvard, Meshach Rabbeinu, told Pharaoh, so the people came with the mission of the Almighty, so you stop telling them, because the Russians resent it. And we go, why should the Jews leave the Gan Eden? If it's the Gan Eden, they'll let them stay. But to actually prevail upon the Russians, that they should give autonomy, religious autonomy to the Jews in Moscow, and to start building, to be advisable to start building yeshivas in Moscow, and yeshiva had a mikveh. And this will be financed and subsidized by the Russian government. I mean, you are laughing at me. But this is reality. It shows only how it's hippie to one country. It's reality. Another factor was invited to be on the committee. Don't worry, you know me, I'm raising it. Anyway, the relationship, it's the mysterious relationship between Jew and non-Jew is to be studied up to Vayishla, to the end of Vayishla. Vayishla, the scenery changes. Something new comes up in the vision. It's also a Sefer HaSimonim, the Ramban says it. Sefer HaSimonim is the book filled with blueprints and hints and allusions as far as the future is concerned. But the problem there is not Ben Yisrael Rami, but Ben Yisrael Ben Yisrael. Moreover, not only just two strangers, the relationship between father and son, and between two brothers. This also comes under under Maestro Rabbi Shimon Levonen. In other words, Mechiras Yosef, according to the Rambam theory, Mechiras Yosef is responsible for the events which later taken place in Eretz Yisrael, which were recorded later by the Nevi'im and the Torah. That's what I get a concern about. Yes? Vayeshev and Vayeshev and up to the field, not only the field of Israel, throughout our history, I mean, our history was determined and definitely was shaped and formed in accordance with the story which the Torah tells us about the Joseph and his brothers. Could you suggest to me some idea? Some idea about the first places which became actually, I mean, a motivating force in our Jewish history. The doctor, there? What do you think? I saw the Masters of the Tayyat in the Makiklo. Just a moment. I saw Rugi Malkin. Yeah, the Python says so. I mean. But I don't believe you need the Python. You can find it somewhere else. Somewhere else. Perhaps. The first of all is that Mechiras Yosef. Mechiras Yosef is an event, a dynamic event, not just it happened, a dynamic event which happened and throughout the ages it's been shaping the Jewish history or the Jewish historical experience. You're correct, no doubt about it. But you'll find it, I believe, not in only Mazer, but you'll find it in the Jewish literature. What's left there again? Our Bishop Schleicher, Bishop Israel, the Lord of Shemeno, our Nichon Baket and Darwin, Tadi, the Rebbe in Bagwan Avoy. And the theory is this affair, and Shabbos Ayinshe, if Shabbos Ayinshe does not coincide with Hanukkah. If you would study the Parsha well, you would mention something unique, peculiar in the Parsha, which is contrary, in the prima facie, to the very nature of the after. Gemara says that as the Nisani is our meaning in Israel, I mean throughout the generation, that an after must close with what? With Divrei Nechama. Not on after, even if the after is passive, you close with Divrei Nechama. But an after is no doubt about it. Every after should close with words of solace and hope and prayer. Because the Aftira was reproduced, I mean, was given by Shemi, perhaps Ezra is the one. I mean. So it's to tell people, no matter how bad it is now, the future will be a glorious one, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to the Nevi'im that finally Israel will be redeemed and they will gain independence and will return to their land. This is almost the universal rule that the after and the last few seconds, the last 2 seconds, should address itself to the community, to the congregation, and tell them don't be discouraged by recent events. Remember, the future will be glorious. The proof of what I say now, I mean, you can corroborate it. What are the brochas of that Torah? After that, accompanying this brocha. What do you say in the brocha of that Torah? You say something. Rachim will say that actually before, in the metaphysics, Tetris flows in the name of Master Sofrin, as when he got a certain brocha, the whole congregation used to jump to the tree. Never not even in one of the recho, with Dovarechom, Dovarecho, Ocher, Le Yashu, Reikom, Kikir, Melach, Neman, Rachman, Lotto. So what's the purpose of that Torah? To encourage, to implant faith and a sense of confidence in the Aftoches, confidence in the Aftoches, the Nevi'im addressed to the Knesset Yisrael on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Correct? Yes. There's hardly a single Aftel which does not have this, the conclusion of a few words of courage, encouragement and solace. How? They can look at the variation. Is there anything? It is an indictment of the people. Kill now the same official fishing destroyed. And then the Novi reproaches the people, reprimands the people. Then Miracle Yasa Shemer King Dolo King Gilo Tsevia La Vodavan Vili. Ari Shok Mili Yiro. Ari Shemer King Dibo Mili Yenom. Those are the words that we've done. We close, conclude after. I don't believe that this is considered Dibo Yenom. And all after is actually very. It's unequivocal. All of this is unequivocal, determined to tell the people how bad they are and how corrupt they are, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, will punish them. Why is it so? Because Mechira Simeishim is basically the Aftira of Chum, like the story of Chum. Kiram ha-Hashem ha-Shui Shepis Yisrael ועל הבור ואיר שבנו על מיכון בכסף צדיק ואבייל בעבור נעלוי and the matter of fact we don't know exactly whether it refers to the Messiah Shepis it might mean symbolically symbolically it means people who don't practice justice when they are engaged in corrupt practices and so forth we don't know that it is there. But then the Pai certainly interpreted it. Where's the source for the period and you keep it that I saw Ogle Malchus paid in no debt, no debt with the Knesset Yisrael or the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is exactly how cash the Knesset Yisrael. Because by Yeshev, don't jump up and look out on me. By Yeshev is basically the after of Chum. We are used to think that the after of Chum is a privilege, an exclusive privilege of Shabbos Chazon. It is. The after of Chum you will find in many, but particularly in the Parshas Vayishev. While Shabbos Chazon at the end concluded the glorious word of solace, and Sosem, Simcha, and joy, and rebirth, here by Yeshev, not a single word in the Yeshev. Why is it so? So I have a strange idea in mind. When you go back to Yeshev, this will be corroborated by now go back to the Yeshiv. You understand? The Yeshiv Yaakov The Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Megur Yeriv Beretz Chanan Beretz Yankiv So Rashi quotes, I mean, Rashi never saw it. not that a medrash, and when we don't know what a medrash is, adds to the psukim, then why is it so important for us to know? For the Gemara says, Eid Midrash Bo Yerashe Korot. A Yeshef Yaakov, Bikish Yaakov Yeshef Vishalva. Yaakov wanted to live in peace, you know. Kofas Salam Rukh Yishon Yeshef. So without any suddenly, I mean, the crisis, the Joseph crisis, the crisis was actually split the Knesset Yisrael, the Beis Avrom, Beis Yaakov, into two enemy camps. Kofat Salam Rukzeh Shon Yisrael. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לדיון לצדיקים אשר סוכם לעולם הבא אלא שמבקשים לישב בשלמה בעולם הזה אין אלו פרק הגלית הזה מדרם אבי של ביגן תהיה וזה אקטיבטי ובודד אמת הסדר ובודד רשע הסדר ובודד כל סוגן כמובן כתהל יסף כתהל יסף יעקב את גולו But if somebody was me, you know what I mean? It was a big issue, of course, you want it. What puzzles me the most is the Vayishi Yankee Veretz Noam, who is the least of the dignitaries and kings and the chiefs of the Bnei's the Torah from Gola, I mean dedicated to Israel Rope first of all the genealogy of the Bnei of the Israel from the Israel's home and secondly the list of the kings and the Torah says Lishma Melech Melech be Israel before the dedication. I mean, you know that well, that in the Kabbalah, those two parshas, in Israel, plays an important role. The whole mystery of Shira Sakir in Kabbalah, it is derived from this parsha. But forgetting about it, that's not engaging in Kabbalah. But what is the continuity? For the ancient Yahshua, is Rashi already says no I am not going to say it but before that Ramban Eile Yishuvelem Yishuvelem Achibolem Yishuv Yishuv Sivar Shino Yosef Yosef ויזיים שונו ויזיים שונו על ידי נסגר ביוב למצרים זה אישו פשוט אישו מיקרו לסגור דיבור על אופנו לא שנראה ש אי במי בפשט מלא של דיפן נראה שקרות את הפקורס they did not to want to speak in very exoteric terms because it is what the Torah says here will be a shocking experience to us but there is something else and don't ask me questions before I am full of it when HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham, to Abraham and concluded the covenant between with his community and all and between an Abraham and an agreed to the covenant which included a covenant between me, God and the community of Abraham based of all so HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me I mean actually promised me promised him something. What did he promise him? For Yitzhak Lachem Lelekin, knows from his land and promised him two things. First of all, you'll be my people, wherever you'll be, my people. Secondly, the land will belong to you. This is the breeze. This is the breeze. The breeze went up soaringly. And all the covenants with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I give you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham concluded. So. As far as the Eretz Yisrael, this concerned, Abraham was promised that Eretz Yisrael will be his. But there was a certain reservation. What was the reservation? He has got to pay a price. Kekeir he is a racho beret lolehem v'avodum v'inemeisem arban reishon. But finally, after a long, long wait, finally the Gamazake, there was Matnas of Matan Ores was included in the covenant, but in exchange for Matan Ores, Abraham had to serve as a slave, as a bondman, for many, many, many years. When the Jews were redeemed from Israel, taken out of Israel, 100 years later, was the peril, but actually, I mean, it means we fulfilled the tenai, the conditions. Otherwise, the Jews had no claims there. Who gave to the Jew claims to Eretz Yisrael? What is the source of our claim to Eretz Yisrael? The fact that we were avoiding, slaves, bondmen in Mitzrayim for so many years, correct? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not mention Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim did not mention. They are clever. Is there any country which is not a part of Eretz Yisrael? Is there a slave here? So, who says it? It happened that Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu selected later. But as far as the tonight, the agreement with Abraham is concerned, then Eretz Yisrael was not mentioned. There a slave here. Mitzrayim, there was not mentioned. There a slave here. Now, Choron is just as really just a strange land to us, or was a strange land to Avraham or to his grandson Jacob, as Mitzrayim was a strange land later to the Shvatim. You cannot say Mitzrayim was stranger than the Choron. Not correct. So you ask me in the heart, if this be true, so the question is, why was not the land turned over to Jacob right after Atester is spent in Choron 21 years? Why was it necessary? In accordance with the agreement, with the conditions of the agreement with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Abraham reached. According, why was not to get the Israel of Beret Oren, but wasn't the nation now? You'll tell me because the 400 years. The 400 years was not reached in Mitzrayim either. What do you say in that thing? What do you say in that thing? Excuse me, that God. כאילו אני גם אני זמן הראשון, אבא מאיפה, אני לא יודע, זה אני הולך לקחת את זה מחוץ גודל. מי שם דבר זה סיימן ולא. I mean, the continuity in the body. We shall not send him alone. If we take care of one problem, there are the world of 400 years. I mean, the people in Mitzrayim, the Jews in Mitzrayim, did not spend 400 years. Much less. To 200 of
them. 210.
So what about the rest? So what's about the rest? Whatever the answer, we don't have the answer. Because the Jews could not have survived if they had remained surrounded. And so forth. There are many answers. But there is only one thing. One thing. That it did not turn the slavery thing. It was tried 400 years. And we did not, we were not slaves for 400 years. Much less. So what difference does it make whether it is 210 or 620 years? Years of suffering is different from our arithmetic. Here he has his own arithmetic. And what to us is difficult after this work is the proud, is as far as it was done, does not, whatever is difficult, but what to us is difficult, does not mean that there is an, because Bog has another system of counting and computing and adding up. It means in its when we say Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu, Shabbos Baruch Hishon Esakit, HaKadosh Baruch Hishon Esakit, according to his method of counting. The Rambam says about Averes Rosh Hashanah, the Rambam says, when you know the Averes in the Mesentenium of the Jews, wherever you be, Rosh Hashanah, the Lord Maishim are awake. If we kill death, if we die death or kill death, in accordance, in agreement with the Kodesh Baruch Hu system of judging. So Taitish, who are you there? And he knows how to wait. Sometimes the head appears to be very light away. It's fast. But Kodesh Baruch Hu, it is quite very heavy. And etc. So it usually the case that the 400 years they could not spend in Israel. Because had they spent the 400 years, it would have disappeared. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu reduced, perhaps temporarily. As far as the goal of Eden, that's what the tradition bears. So long and so difficult. The payment of the debt we have incurred so many years ago when we left Mitzrayim before the 400 years. We are complete. But whatever it is, that's what he's saying about it. Shabbatish Bolo Krishna Sakit, Klaatish, Kishet, means the exclusion of others. If it's his system of figuring, of adding up, it's his system. It's not you human be the mind of our mind don't grasp it. And that's why it appears to us as if the Gula Mitzrayim came a little came a little before it was promised. Before the time which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has designated with Abraham. But Chishev La'asih, Meshama La'avraham Avinu, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it? We shom the Larissena Villano, Shleach of the Vat, Amy the Lena Harseno, Hodel, the Dear Matan, the Rama Sam Yadam. Because what have we seen in particular in Gulas Mitzrayim? Because Yadakabibok hadn't cared for the survival of his people and his spiritual identity, he would have applied a different system, a different method of counting, and then would have had, they would have remained in Mitzrayim for so many years, for additional. Some say 190 years, and by that time, there would have been no Jews. שלאכול בבת אמת עולם לחלצנו, אלא שבכל דר ודר אין גמרנו לחלצנו. והקדיש ברוך הוא מצלנו מיירם, גצלי הקדיש ברוך, אס תקן עצר, איך תקול הנפנטן יירת המשרד, this is also the reason why this is also the reason say we from the Varasena the Lanus we have got him on Hasena and we have got him on Hasena and we have got him on the other that the Jews did not why this is also the reason say we from the Varasena the Lanus we have got him on Hasena and we have got him on Hasena and we have got him on Hasena that the Jews did not spend 210 years in Holon but on the Holon but what in Israel anyway so finally he arrived at the Chisei is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu could have taken us out from Mitzrayim after Jacob came back, returned from Chor. Jacob had begun in Zerachot, there at Bavarim, and Vavodim in the Meisam. Abba Meishona is not, it was not, they didn't send Abba Meishona in Mitzrayim, and logically I don't see any reason why 210 out of 400 should be considered should be considered in accord, in harmony with the original agreement with Abraham, and 20 years not to say. The answer, gentlemen, the answer is, gentlemen, the answer is the economic, indeed. When Jacob came back from Haran, he was ready to take a ride. So don't jump back. He was ready to take a ride. The Aftochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu was about to be implemented. And realize, Avo Abba Meishon. And that's exactly why the Torah before that speaks about Esav. Esav said, Esav, again, where is the sense of wearing? By each of his muscles, his bones, his nature, his colors, his bases, yes, McNeil, Asheroch has worked now, by Yilich alert with the Yakivohim. It means that he expected Yak is dead, what else did he expect? That Yak will take off. And he thought he had it from his father, Yitzchak Avinu tells man from the Horeb, then you go away, the soul belongs to Jacob, to Yaakov. So when apparently Esav heard the rumors, the gossip, that Yaakov is coming there, so Esav thought, I mean, I have no place. So he moved to out to Arsaya. But Esav, Esav, the Arsaya, Esav wedding. שהיו רכושם רוב משל סיעדו ליוכו ארץ מגוריהם לא שיש שם משום מקניהם ולתיר את תלבר זאת אי סוף אז actually I mean the eighth of thought that Jacob's return means will mean כיבוש אורס, the conquest of the land and not only it was Esav's idea. This was the part of the Aftocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have precipitated and would have implemented that. That's what he said. See, let us say, Leila Amloch HaShem Orko Belen, Teha Melech, Teha, זה מלך לפני מלוך מלך לבני ישראל. הוא מלך לבני ישראל, מלך לבני ישראל is a business of 400, so many years, מלך לבני ישראל is in the time of David. The answer is that when Yaakov came back from Haran, the Ashgoche was ready to hand him, to give, to let him have her at Israel in the same manner as Esav got her without a long introduction. Vetele Yaakov is Esav. Vetele Yaakov, Vetele Esav is Yaakov. Vetele Yitzchak is Yaakov Esav. Vetele Esav is Esav. Yaakov was one of his Yodon Israel. But that was the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where can the Esav of the South say, who in Yaakov is Aratna? This was the plan, the original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This was the blueprint. Exactly what later, hundreds of years later, happened with the Knesset Israel in the Midbar, in the incident of the Meraglim. You'll find in Barisho, in the conversation between Meshe and Yisrael, when Yisrael extended him most heartily, Yisrael extended most heartily to join them. Keilchim onu el oret tateiro. Voi ateiva she Yisrael Hashem imonu neti dimo. So Meshe was speaking in terms of a promise which is about to be implemented immediately. Meshe didn't know the time that he'll never have the soil. Because at that time that the Jews crossed the Jordan, refused to hadn't they been influenced by the Meraglim, so Meshe and the Klal Yisrael would have crossed the Jordan. I mean, what walked up Aurora Teva wanted, Aurora Teva did the elevation, I think this is here, Mitzrayim, the elevation, the plateau. The altitude is quite high, and they would have taken over Atifar. What happened? Well, came back and said that he turned around Jewish history. The Jewish history was rewritten that moment, no doubt about it. It would have been a different history. This nation, this Israel, had crossed the boundary line separating Eretz Yisrael from Israel, from the Negro. Exactly the same stuff. Heavenly brother, that's what the message says. British Yaakov Leishe Bishalva. not to move anymore. Not to move anymore. How hard does Russia, the Medrash, know that this was Yosef, Yaakov's intention? Yaakov said, no. From now on, there's no more brothers. Because if I'll be in Goethe any longer, I'll lose my children. They're young, they're very sensitive, very susceptible to influences from the outside world. I don't want to move them. That was for that thought. Kill it. Yaakov's work was crazy. British Yaakov Rishi Rishava. Why? That's important. The Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Noah Beretz Megure Ovi. The Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Noah, the Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Megure Ovi. What do you care to emphasize? Beretz Noah Beretz Megure Ovi. The Yeshiv Yaakov is beginning up either the Yeshiv Yaakov Beretz Megure Ovi. Well, if you have to be there, that's only enough. I mean, we know that you have been there. That the whole problem revolved about our system. But, biggest translation is, he said, but you should be active by Eretz Knoan. And the theory knew very well that, the theory did not describe Eretz Knoan. But the Eretz Mikuri Ovi. Not the Eretz Megure Avraham, but the Eretz Megure Ovi. Because if you think, if you dwell, or you establish yourself in the Eretz Megure Ovi, why you lose, if you should establish it, or settle, with the intention to I mean, in a land where Yitzchok lived, so there is one conclusion I mean to be accepted. That there was no exodus from that soil. Because when Yitzchok wanted to leave out the soil, according to Robert told them, shame was Hazara. Sit here. Abraham had a privilege. He went to Mitzrayim. He shouldn't have gone to Mitzrayim either. As Rambam said, but you went to Mitzrayim. You have no privilege. Once you are in Eretz Israel, what do you call Pura Mechitz? Rashi says because it's
Alephima,
all right, but this is called Pura Mechitz. Mechitz is absorbed, you know, it's like it's forever. It's like Yeshev Yaakov, the Eretz Knoan, but not the Eretz Knoan of Avonavim, not Avonavim. Avonavim is a freedom of movement. So one day he went to pass a fellow in Israel. Even when Yitzchok debated his mind whether to go to Israel or not, after this war in the wind, he said, tell them, go over to this. That's the passage. A Yeshiv Yaakov. The word by Yeshiv itself means to settle forever. A Yeshiv Yaakov, the Eretz, the Guru of Israel. Yaakov, I mean, finally came back from Chor. Finally made up his mind that no goddess anymore. He's with right, he's here, right here in our snow. And this meant the Jewish history, that he'll take over at this one. The issue of Yaakov, that's not means, and not to move, not to emigrate from Eretz. From Eretz Knoan, not to depart from Eretz Knoan, but stay. A Yeshiv Yaakov be Eretz Knoan, be Eretz Megure Ovi. It means his dwelling in Eretz Knoan would have been identical with that of Yitzchok. Namely, continuous abiding in Eretz Knoan, without deserting or the land, or without departing from the land, but steady. Presence in the land, the Eretz Megure Ovi, British Yaakov, so what prevented? What prevented? Suddenly, something has no value in itself. The thing is passing, multicolored shirt. That's what changed Jews itself. Anyway, I told the Shabbat, but it was not But Yaakov's slender was not precipitated, it was not fulfilled. He had to leave Eretz Naam and go to Mitzrayim for so many years, and the original plan by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have him take over at Israel immediately, because the Goles condition was met. Enough Goles, he had enough in Nihon, and the quarrel with the brothers, and finally the Goles was prolonged for hundreds of years in a different land. And Yaakov went and raised the Sarsayer. And Yaakov could have gotten them that Sarsayer, but Eretz Naam immediately at the same time as they saw. But unfortunately, because the revenge of the brother, Yaakov was one of Yaakov's sons. Vayeshev Yaakov Amiyash. This is the head that has not only it was tragic for Yaakov to go to the Mitzrayim. And the clothes of the Goles had been changed, not for 20 years, were not considered enough, but according to the demanded from the Yaakov and Bono, to 10 years. Yeah. This is exactly what influenced the Jewish history, the Great Exodus, within a different Jewish history. And that's the reason when Jacob and Joseph and Benjamin and they met years later to Vayisha, to Vayisha of the Lord, Vayisha, and Benjamin also, Bor of the Lord. So Rasha says, Masha the Gemara, why did he cry? After all, it was the happiest moment, I cried, because Chum Betamilish, blessed God, Chum Betamilish, brought to the common denominator of the Chumash and Mishnah and Yeshiv, the Shiras Yeshiv, that they cried after they met each other and after they embraced, they hugged each other, and so they cried. Of course, there were sometimes long cries because of joy. Yeah. But they were too great and too strong and too disciplined in their character to cry. It's good for elderly people, for old women, but not for Yeshiv, for Yeshiv and Binyomish. Snake de la Dea. So Rashi says that a good cause to cry. Because if the whole drama hadn't taken place, the whole Jewish history, We would have been a different one, completely different. The interesting is that's why Vayeshev got terror as non-Nechol. Because Vayeshev is got terror from my father, Shimon Leboni, as a got terror from. Got terror is saturated. With sadness, because the Chum was prescribed already at the time when they sent away Yeshiv to place traders from the shrine. And I want to call your attention to something else. In my opinion, the common denominator between the Sederet by Yeshiv and Dakter, as he said, as he pointed out, this is the first pasuk on Michon HaKesef Tzadik, the Elyon Bavlon Aloyim. There was something else. Take a look at Dakter. And this is the office. There is another head before Yaftira mentions. What is the other head? What is the other head Yaftira mentions? What? Zmut, what did you do? The head is the theory emphasizes the other, not emphasizes and repeats and triples it. What head? What head? So you read through that theory. That theory is the short one. No? It's almost important to know what is another common denominator. That's the revelation. The Aftere is repeated a few times. Even though we all can make a movie בחורשם יזיר, אחרי זה יתביש ישראל, נו מה בשם, ותשקס הנזיר עם גויים, ועל הנביאים צביסים לא עם הלאי של נבו. זה נגן. כי ליאסה, אבי שם אליקים דובו, כי עם גובו סגל לעבוד הבנביאים. אל ישוק מליירו אבי שם אליקים דיבר מליינונם. לא. Apparently, during the Bais Rishon, when Micho was the prophet in Eretz Yisrael, not in the Judea part, but in the Israelite part, they did not like Nevi'im. That story, Nomis came, Nomis was from Eretz Yehuda, not like Stefan from Eretz Yehuda, and they came to Shomron was the metropolitan center. Shomron had already adapted the pagan civilization of its neighboring countries. So the Nevi'im were not popular. And then another king began to say, Shamacha the king goes, all in Brach Lacholach Yehuda, we shunt him, we go to the patronist of that one. Don't tell our story. We don't want to hear any words. And it's a threat to stop a noble man. Not only a threat, but there's danger. But we have a task list and we are in the Nevi'im Yayin. While I believe to be some lame or little tunnel. A Yishak Ali Bayar, the Terez Eile, הייתם שיר קלם ממנוס לבריטים רוחר. אם תהיה רוע בו עיר, בדשם לרוסר, כי ליסה דשם הלכים, כי נגיד עושה ידע לעבוד ולנביאים. אה ישו מילה ירו, הדשם הלכים דיבר מילה ינובל. He said, the one will be at the most greatest sin is to stop a novel from the river of the Lord. And because of that sin, Yerushalayim was not just right, Shevelin was destroyed, and Aseret HaShvatim dispersed all over the world. What did the brother want Yosef to do? What did the brother stop dreaming? But Yosef did not dream, it was prophecy. The mirror, my year. My year, Halmesha. So Rashi interprets. This is not a statement by the Shvatim. But the brothers said, the mirror, my year, Halmesha. How much reality there will be to his dreams. It means the dreams were not just a chovim, but the dreams were a sparkle of the way, they had a sparkle of the way, a reflected the way. because the dreams came true. What did the brothers want? Yisnei Sheal Chalemeter Al Dorov. They wanted Jesus to stop prophesying. To be as realistic as they are. This is a Yeshiv Yaki Berat Mugloroi Berat Nam, relative of Yaki Nishiv, Yaki Nishiv, and this is the Chet actually. A Tashkus and the Jirim Yoyi, and I'm being a matter of late Nabu. But the brothers who didn't like the listening to this Chalameshava Zola. That's why later. So it means that what later happened in Shomron, the day when the people of Shomron forbade prophecy, the presence of prophecy, and demanded from the Nevi'im not to tell the people, but to be Akivis Moshe, to suppress the message of God. It's exactly what the brothers did 100,000 years later. And here it spells out, it's a Chobah. And the after end with one person, Ari Shot Miliyo, Hashem HaKim Dibya Miliyinove. The Rambam says, Samir Nebuchim, that Hanovi, the will is not up to, it's not up to the knowledge. It means to his decision whether to deliver the message by HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not to deliver the God's message. But he's compelled, he's forced to deliver. It's like a Ram says, it's like a glass of water. If you keep on pouring into the glass of water, it will begin to, it will cause an overflow. So neither Micho nor Jesus could have stopped. Communicating with God, nor Jesus could have stopped, even if he had wanted. Dreaming, it's an impossibility. But that's why this parsha was selected as the parsha's relationship. But in the way, in the relationship, the period between Rachim called the Chum, that's why when they fell on each other and they hugged each other, by Yifku, because they knew the history, what happened in Beit Yaakov will be reflected by Jewish history. From the Nisabu al Yerushalayim. This is exactly what by the after. This is the after and by nature. If there had been no reconciliation between Yeshiv and the brother, if there had been no reconciliation between Yeshiv and the brother, it would have happened. The three of us, so then all promises that the Holy Ghost made to Abraham would have been completely eliminated. And it's only the reconciliation about which we read Rashabes saves the future, but not the way Yaakov Yisroel wanted, but in a different way. It was prolonged, and everything was prolonged with the Golas Mitzrayim, the Golas Dover, and the Golas Edom, and so forth. What after did we read yesterday? I mean Shabbos. Just the opposite of the after Elohim. After Elohim is gloom, complete gloom and mourning. The Chesem spends water, Chesem. Melech HaMashiach. The after of Melech HaMashiach. Shnei Eitzim. Melachecha Yiram, Gdorit. What is the last sentence? How many last sentences? His damages, the relation is as in the case of the Hinam Tzoren, of the Drei Wochen, we start out with Yirmi Gol, or if you want to make start with Shabbos Chazon, with Shabbos Far Fizibor, we end up with Nachmu Nachmuan. We are the same in the three affairs, creation, communication, and evaluation. You start with whom, evaluation? The split, the schism within the Yaakov community, Yaakov's house, which means whom? There's not a single word of forest expressed by the Israelite people. And you find, you finish, you conclude the affairs, and the three affairs, with hope and faith. That the Kodesh Baruch Hu will unite the people and the Melech HaMashiach. We can't fear Shabbos Chanukah. It's basically the matter of fact. And exactly the whole link between Shabbos Chanukah and the three Tevers. Those three Tevers are Tevers of Shabbos Chanukah. And the question, what has the Bechira Seishas got to do to Shabbos Chanukah? It's an old question among Bali Kriya. I believe that in what the idea which I developed, but the Kash is not so terrible. There is something in common between the Chanukah, the event of Chanukah, and the Bechira Seishas, and the way I developed the three affairs. Okay? What do you say? On the day of the Jewish Rosh Hashanah. Ruben busy, the Tzaki Litanitzer. He selected the day of Slir. Well, Yehuda busy because he was Mishai, Mishai says, sorry, if we had each, the Shvati, each, we had an arrangement that a Shevet should serve and look at the old Yaakov one day in the week. So it happened that Yehuda and somehow Yehuda say was on Yehuda's day was in conflict with Yehuda, Yehuda's day happened to coincide with the Mechira Seishas. Do all that ever. Vakodish Boko. The Medrash asked, apparently, was Jesus Jewish. Kali Yoko. Yes, of course, he was Jewish. What did the Kodish Boko do? Also, the Eren Shal Mashiach. He was busy living the image of the Melech Mashiach. Why suddenly on the day on which Jesus was sold? The answer is, until the day on which of Mechira Seishas, the Melech HaMashiach would have been one. The whole idea of Melech HaMashiach and return from Golas, this is because if Yaakov had remained in Eretz Yisrael, no one would have been able to remove him from Eretz Yisrael, to make him depart. There would have been no Goles, because there has been no need for Geula, the Ashgocha would have weaved a different image of the Knesset Yisrael. But once Yosef was sold, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the people will not be redeemed immediately. It's a long road leading to Geula. That's why the Melech HaMashiach came. But this is not only Rashi, Melech HaMashiach. The story of Roch, of Tomo. I mean, the story, the Torah tells us the story of Tomo. In Yehuda? Yes. It's all right. First of all, I mean, to show Yehuda's courage and strength of character. Not only to be killed, but to declare himself, to declare himself guilty. Guilty, yes. Correct, yes. But there's another reason. Yeah, correct. But if the purpose was just to tell us that Yehuda, in spite of his failures and mistakes he made, had the ability to rise like a lion and to continue by saying such commonly, there was no need to tell us how many sons Tomor gave birth to. And the whole story is that Zorach came out first, it's red, a colorful thread, and so forth. Why was it necessary? There was no doubt about it, and the Torah speaks about thread. So it is, the Torah relates itself, this story is related to another story, in Ruth, who paired Haley. As David is a descendant of God. If you understand the parasha of Tomo, and you combine the parasha of Tomo with the parasha in Ruth, do you see that on the Chiras Yosef something happened which cannot be just classified? Brothers committed a sin. They proved themselves to be cruel. No, not only that. But the new history of the Jew, history of the Jew was rewritten by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on that day. And the new history is already a history with a lot of suffering, and a lot of mystery, as I told you, and amazement, which will finally, of course, lead to the birth of the Melech HaMashiach.
Is that what
the Mike girl after she was facing? Of course. Yeah. So Rashi said that they have blamed him. All right, okay.